Listening Library presents Supergirl at Superhero High by Lisa Yee. Read for you by Anais Fairweather. Prologue. Wonder Woman, Principal Waller bellowed. Wonder Woman blinked several times, unable to comprehend what was happening. The cheering ramped up, along with a snide remark, or two, from Cheetah, who yawned and stretched with the grace of a ballerina, accidentally on purpose bumping Katana, who immediately shoved her back. Luckily, the auditorium, along with all the other buildings at Superhero High, was built to withstand invaders, firestorms, comets, and teenagers. Wonder Woman, please join me on the stage, the principal said again, suppressing a smile. It did not behoove her to appear too cheerful. After all, Amanda, the Wall Waller, prided herself on running Superhero High with so much strength and conviction that there was no room for frivolity. With her massive shoulders, severe suits, and no-nonsense haircut, Waller's mere presence was enough to shut down an entire fleet of alien interlopers, or a room packed with rambunctious superheroes in training. Harley Quinn of the Harley's Quintessentials channel on VueTube laughed and began recording as Bumblebee buzzed over to Wonder Woman and guided her toward the stage. Go, Wendy! Bumblebee shouted gleefully as her yellow wings lifted her off the ground. You know Waller hates to be kept waiting. The normally gregarious Wonder Woman stood stunned as she listened to Principal Waller. The gold tiara nestled into her long, thick black hair glistened. This hero of the month has brought pride and dedication to our school, the Wall continued. She is not here for personal glory, but for the greater good, and to shine the spotlight on others.